Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1323. We're learning today Lilanish Mas Moshe Daiv, Ben Ravar and Zisel. Lilanish Mas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shalema Rafal Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to Amalacha of Merakid sifting. Okay, so we started to talk about Lashir in reference to the second level of mixtures when it comes to liquids. And we said that we said the worst case scenario is when there's liquids and it's mixed up, it's totally mixed up. And it's very dirty to the point that nobody's going to drink it no matter what. The second level of mixture when it comes to liquids, we said people would drink it b'sha'as hadchak in a pressing need. They'll drink it, but most people rather that it gets filtered out. So we said that level, the second level, is asur midrabbanan. And just to review, so we said what's the difference between that and a liquid mixture with impurities, like wine with sediment, water with possibly little pieces of dirt in it or whatever. What's the difference between that and a regular mixture, like if you have plums and apples, right? Apples and oranges. And in general, in Borer, I want to explain something which we've spoken about many times in the Melacha Borer. In general, Borer, most of the shailas are mina Torah. When you're dealing with regular solids in Borer, if you have a mixture, even if it's not food, right? You have a mixture of ties, you have a mixture of shirts, a mixture of laundry, I have a pile of laundry and I want to just start to separate it. You're dealing mamish with a deraisa. You'll say, what do you mean? It's all good. What's the problem? I have socks, I have underwear, I have this, I have that. What am I doing? Okay, but you can, the problem is, we spoke about all that, we're not going to get into again, but mamish, you're dealing with a iser min hatoira. A person goes and separates it, puts the socks here and the underwear there and whatever, they're not using it right away. We spoke about all that, but that's mamsha aser min haTorah. And the same thing with food, right? You have plums and apples, or you have apples and oranges, or you have cashews, peanuts, and I start separating it for later, and I don't need it now. The whole thing. So that all that's in general is aser min haTorah. But when we see by liquid, so we spoke about last time from Sefer Zachar v'Shamah, he wrote down from the Shvitzah Shabbos, Tila David, and others, that when it comes to liquids, it's a little bit different, because if we could say that it's not so badly, the dirt inside of it is not all that bad, it's sort of like bottle, it becomes bottle to the liquid. And to the extent that we'll see if it's a type of a liquid on the third level, just jumping the gun a minute, we have to get back to our level, but if it's a third level whereby it's regular water, Mishabur brings down regular, the drink is regular, where everybody, the average normal person's drinking this drink, no problem at all. Somebody's an istinus, somebody's very, very sensitive or whatever, so they might strain it out. So we'll talk about those people. But in the general water, people are drinking. There's no problem. This water is good enough. Or this, whatever the case is, wine or orange juice, it's good enough. It's good. The average person's going to drink it. Here and there, you'll have a sensitive person. So now if somebody goes and gives it a little bit of an extra straining, whatever, so that we said is okay. Right, because it's a regular, the person's drinking it anyway. Okay, it's already, I have a strainer here, so I'll throw it in, let's say like we know the Britter we've spoken about in the past. So the end, but again, we'll get to that level, but why would that be any different? Even though there might be some small tiny little particles in there, but the average person's drinking it, no problem. And we still say you can strain such a thing like that. You can strain out on the third level, which we'll get to. But the answer is, which is really what we spoke about last year, is that it's really a bottle. That little tiny drop of dirt, that whatever the case is, even though you'll say there's two different minim, two different types. And we know in Borer you have two different types of things, even a small amount. It's a mamash, a question of a deraisa, right? It doesn't matter. We don't go by the amount. Once you have a mixture, you have a mixture, right? We don't say, well, you have 15 cashews and 15 almonds. It's a mixture. But if I only have 7 almonds and 8 cashews, maybe it's only drabbana. We don't say that. It's always a deraisa in general. Again, in general, why by liquids is different? So the answer was that he brought down for the Sefer Zachar v'Shamah from the Shvitzah Shabbos. And the Tila David, that is mamish's bottle. It's mamish's bottle to the drink. Okay, so again, getting back to the third category, we'll get to, but we're still working on the second category and see how we work with that, which is whereby, again, the second category of drinks is whereby people would drink it b'shas hadchak in a pressing need. It's enough to drink in a pressing need, but if they could, they would strain it. The average person would strain it, but if need be, if they're very thirsty, they would drink it. Whereby the first type of liquid is so dirty that it won't be, nobody's going to drink it. So I just want to go through some quick examples, what he brings down in this second category, which is Asa Midrabanan, and then we'll see upcoming Shirim how to work with it. So first he says, for example, like water, again, these are just examples, water, which is impure. Again, these are in the second category, which is osur midrabanan, in a regular straining process made for these liquids. Water which is impure to the extent that most people would filter it before drinking. In other words, there's small black particles in the tap water. The tap water is yellowish or something along those lines. He gives an example, interesting little black particles. I'm not talking about bugs so much, but because then it's obviously if you see bugs, that's you can't drink. But the little particles, or there's a yellowish water or something along those lines. A person, regular average person, would like to strain it out, but possibly they would drink it. Okay, it just brings again some examples. Another example, he says, what about wine? By wine which is clouded to the extent that people would refrain from drinking it under normal circumstances. He brings another example. He brings this from the Mishabura, actually, which is Achurim, is like also like cloudy. The Mishabura spoke about that was the case in the Mishabura that we quoted last year, that it depends how cloudy is this wine. Will people drink it? Nobody's going to drink it, or people would drink it b'shas hadchak, in a pressing need. So if it's enough whereby people would drink it if they have to, but they rather strain it out. So again, it falls under this second category where it's osir midrabanan. And one more he brings from the Igris Moshe, just for the orange juice, which we spoke about, orange juice, lemon juice, or whatever the case was, which contains, again, if it's homemade, it was made before Shabbos, but you're not allowed to make orange juice on Shabbos, but orange juice, lemon juice, which contains more pits than is generally acceptable to people, would usually pass such a drink through a strainer before serving it at the table. The average person would rather strain it, but again, need be, they would, if it's at a level whereby they have that many pits or pieces of peel or whatever, they would drink it, need be, if they have to. So then that will again would fall, if it's very badly, you know, full of pits and peels or whatever, nobody's drinking it. So we said that's case number one. That's the worst case scenario we spoke about last time. Now we're seeing if it's at a level whereby a person might drink it, but they rather not, you know, the person would not serve it without straining it. But need be, pressing need, they would drink it, so that would also fall into this second category. So that's just to read again what he said. Orange juice, lemon juice, which contains more pits than is generally acceptable to people, would usually pass such a drink through, the average person would pass such a drink through a strainer before using it at the table. Just more quick things. He says milk, boiled milk containing bits of skin, which are somewhat disturbing to most people. Again, the same thing, but b'shas hadchak, they would go ahead and drink it. Tea containing sufficient tea leaves to disturb most people, he says. They would generally separate the tea from the tea leaves before pouring it into a glass. Again, the same thing, but they would drink it if need be. Okay, these are just some examples. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Again, these are examples of the second level where osur midrabanan. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.